Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I figured let's re-record. Let's give it a little more of a late night feel because some of you listen to this at night and some of you listen to it during the day. And I worked during the night yesterday and I was trying to get them to get ready to pack up, and so I was flexing my voice and all that. Earlier, I had done a show, and I thought, I'm not going to publish that, where I complained, and I thought, no, you don't want to hear that. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I've moved past complaining. I think many of you know my likes and dislikes, and 15 minutes of fame just ain't going to do it. And reality TV. Okay. I'm all about film. I'm all about music. I'm all about putting on a record, and it changes the temperature, not only of you, but of the room. Or, like, if you're driving and you put on a record or a song, and then you haven't hit that vibe yet, and you have to restart it. So, God forbid you're in the car with other people. Oh my God, you're going to restart it? That's why it's better to travel alone. Many of us have that. Those are, you know, weird little tics that we all have and that we all live with. And that's what makes us us. And as a podcaster, I'm very proud that I can be myself. I don't want to be the reality star. I don't want to. I know many of you do. I understand that. Many of you do. Many of you want that money. Or do you? Do you really think you want that money? Because there's a lot attached to it. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of accountants, lawyers, business people, fixers. You don't want it. I say that because today it was announced that Will Smith is now banned for about 10 years from attending the Academy Awards and even getting nominated. So, yeah. So in 2032... if he's alive by then, he's allowed to go back. Because, you know, a lot happens in 10 years. What was I doing 10 years ago? 10 years ago, oh, this is funny. Through a friend, I had just discovered Downton Abbey. I did. I started watching it. And then there was an app where you could do a podcast, but I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have the microphone. I didn't have the capabilities. And here we are now in 2022. When I started doing this in 2018, it was like, yes, finally, the light bulb has gone on. I talked about in a show where the physical product and the digital product. I have digital products and then I have the physical product. And today, a physical product of Meshuggah's Immutable arrived. The CD, because I also have the vinyl. I just started buying vinyl. It's a weird thing. I don't have the speakers yet for the record player, so I have to listen to it on one speaker. But it's great because, you know, you can read the liner notes. That's really how a lot of us started our love of information and pop culture and reading who directs the film and who edited the film, who did the cinematography, and then on an album, the band, and then who mixed the album, and then who produced it. Or how sometimes the band just produces it themselves. Yeah. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about information. I learned today through a friend of mine, Strombo, what's up? Which I didn't even know, is that the late singer-songwriter John Prine, you know, Angel Montgomery, and Sandstone, he was discovered by Roger Ebert. I didn't even know that. So when I hear information like that, it's like, what? Because Roger Ebert was a film critic. I didn't always agree with Roger Ebert. He was at that point where people knew if he was on the red carpet at the Academy Awards, oh, walked out. And then I remember when Gene Siskel died and things changed and it was Ebert and Roper at the movies, and then Roger died. And now I think it's Richard Roper at the movies. A lot has changed. I used to actually stay up just to hear their opinions. I mean, I didn't always agree with their opinions, but it was interesting to watch it. So the fact that I do this podcast and I talk about film and I talk about music, some people think I'm a critic, and I'm not. I'm just someone talking about my love of film and music. I'm only giving you information about films and music that I love, that make me feel great. A friend of mine, Melody, shout out, asked me, we were talking about movies, and I think, what did she say? She was asking me about Belfast. Belfast was such a great movie. It was a very moving movie. And I wanted to, if I can find it, highlight that. She said, between Coda, Belfast, and Drive My Car, which did you like best? And so I said, that's a good question. I recently watched Belfast again with friends and loved it again the second time. I would say it's between Belfast and Drive My Car. And Coda. Coda was a warm film. Coda is one of those films. It's along the lines of Champions of, or Chariots of Fire, or it's about triumph and through adversity. And that's why it's important. When I talk about things like that, and I'm talking about why we love what we love in terms of entertainment, and in terms of film, and yeah, I think when I encountered this with a friend of mine, when they asked if it had subtitles, and I said no, and they said thank God, they thought Belfast had subtitles. It's like, okay, it didn't really hurt my feelings. I was just kind of like, okay, nothing wrong with subtitles. All right, and that's the thing in my life. I've met people who are like, I don't want to read the film. Okay, all right. And so some of them, I'm blunt, and I'll say, you know, you're missing out. And then they'll be like, what do you mean I'm missing out? Well, subtitles, at the end of the day, those are really good films. Those are really good films. Because in terms of the dialogue, and in terms of you're watching a film, so you're watching this film, it's from another country, of course. And you're learning about these characters in the film. And it's a new language for you. Yeah, they're speaking either Swedish or they're speaking German. And it's different. It's a different vibe. I'm all about the vibe. It's all about the vibe. And but at the same time, I want people to know that just because it has subtitles doesn't mean it's not for you. It could totally be for you. And I encourage people to watch films with subtitles. Because I have to stress that right there. You're moving into a new territory of entertainment. This is a new form of entertainment. I also was squeamish about subtitles. And the first time I watched Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I think I rented the dubbed version, and that was not the way to go. And that was my own ignorance right there. That was my own ignorance. And I am ashamed of that. And what I was able to do was just to learn from that experience and be like, okay, you know what? I need to watch the film, the original film, and read the subtitles. And yeah, that's not for everybody. I understand that. But in my case, I had to redeem it. I had to redeem it totally. So, but yeah, that's the importance of what I talk about. Is talking about these films that we love and music that we love and
A film that really stood the test of time that I'll play for you is Clerks. Clerks is 28 years old. It didn't get an Academy Award reunion like the other films. But it holds up. It holds up. And everyone has been in that instance where everyone has had a job like in Clerks. Okay? And if we can find it. Okay. It was a good film, and I remember in college all my friends would talk about it. In the 90s, though, there were like certain films we couldn't watch because, you know, you're kids. You're underage.
Fuck on the planet. I smell like shoe polish. My ex-girlfriend is catatonic after fucking a dead guy. And my present girlfriend has sucked 36 dicks.
37.
My life's in the shitter right now. And if you don't mind, I'd like to stew a bit.
You open?
Yeah. Nah, that's all bullshit, man. You know what the real problem here is?
I was born.
You should shitter. Get off the pot.
I should shitter. Get off the pot.
Yeah, you should shitter. Get off the pot. I'm talking about this thing you have, this inability to improve your station in life.
Fuck you.
It's true, man. You sit there and blame life for dealing you a cruddy hand, never once accepting responsibility for the way your situation is.
What responsibility?
All right, if you hate this job and the people and the fact that you have to come in on your day off, then why don't you quit?
Like it's that easy.
It is. You just up and quit. There's other jobs. They pay better money. You're bound to be qualified for at least one of them. So what's stopping you?
Leave me alone.
Oh, you're comfortable, right? This is a life of convenience for you, and any attempt to change it would shatter the pathetic microcosm you've fashioned for yourself.
Like your life's any better.
Hey, I'm satisfied with my situation for now. Don't hear me complaining. You, on the other hand, have been bitching all day.
Thank you. Why don't you go back to the video store?
It's the same thing with Veronica.
Oh, now leave her out of this.
You date Veronica because it's convenient and she's low maintenance. But meanwhile, all you ever do is talk about Caitlin. You carry a torch for a girl you dated in high school. In high school, for God's sakes, you're 22.
Leave me alone.
If you want Caitlin, then talk to Veronica and be with Caitlin. If you want Veronica, then be with Veronica. But don't pine for one and fuck the other. Man, if you weren't such a fucking coward.
Oh, if I wasn't such a fucking coward. You know, it must be so great to have this ability to simplify things the way you do.
Am I right or what?
You're wrong. Things happen today, all right? Things that probably ruined my chances with Caitlin.
Oh, what, the dead guy? She'll get over fucking a dead guy. Shit, my mom's been fucking a dead guy for 30 years. I call him dead.
Caitlin and I can't be together. It's impossible.
Melodrama coming from you seems about as natural as normal bowel movement.
What? What do you want me to say? Yes, some of the things you're saying are true, but that's the way things are. They're not gonna change.
Make them change.
I can't, all right? Jesus, will you leave me alone? I can't make changes in my life like that. If I could, I would. But I don't have the ability to risk the comfortable situations on the big money and the fabulous prizes.
Who are you kidding? You can't sell.
Jesus Christ, I can't.
So what, you're gonna sit there and be miserable because you don't have the guts to face change?
My mother told me once, when I was 3 years old, my potty lid was closed. And instead of me lifting it, I shit my pants.
Lovely story.
The point is, I'm not the type of person who'll disrupt things just so I can shit comfortably.
And so that's Clerks, directed by Kevin Smith in 1994. Ah, those were the days when films such as that made us laugh, made us think, and it appealed to real people. Now, another film that is along the lines of Clerks that I absolutely loved growing up. Well, okay. I've talked about this film at length. It was a funny film. It had so many famous moments in the film. But the most famous of them is a term that so many of you have turned into memes. But I remember when it came out. And it cut off, unfortunately. Which one is it? It's a famous phrase. Here we go.
Remember that.
Remember it. Write it down. Six, bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Clear. And that is the line. By Felicia. Yep. Yes, they made a sequel of Friday. Will I watch it one day? I don't think I ever did. People told me, oh, it was funny. Okay. Sequels are usually done for money. Now, in the case of other very infamous films, I don't think it was the money. I think it was because the narrative needed a sequel, needed a third film. Something like Dune, okay? Dune. And then, here we are, we live in this digital world where we have access to everything. We have access to interviews, we have access to vibes. I love to talk about vibes. But I wanted to talk about more of Clerks. Here we go.
And he goes, if you want to shoot under fluorescence, you could shoot in black and white, and then it won't matter if it's green because there ain't no color in black and white. And I was like, all right. I was like, you know, like, that's kind of film school-y, right? Like, black and white movie, like, Hitchcock-y and stuff. Like, all right, like, sure, let's do it. And it was a total budget decision, but when the movie was done and playing out there in the world, like, people would write about, like, the movie is in black and white as if shot from the perspective of the store security camera. And at that point, I read that and I was like, that's really clever. So whenever I did an interview, people would be like, why black and white? I was like, you know, to kind of give it the feeling that we were shooting from the perspective of the security camera in the store. Just a little filmy thing. You know, the timelessness of it, or the look of it being in black and white. Decision, maybe nothing happens. And I always felt like if we had like done Clerks 1 year earlier or 1 year later, nothing would have happened at all. We just kind of had the perfect timing.
It's taking you to another incarnation, Jane Silent Bob reboot. Again, it must be surreal to re-team with all of your friends. Like, this is one like James Silent Bob Strike Back where you like brought in everybody's new friends.
So I wanted to pull away and just talk about Clerk and the life that it has. I mean, there are people who are discovering it today. And that's good. That's good that it's being discovered by these different generations who are giving it a different life. when you give art a different life, and you're able to just be yourself and celebrate these moments in film and celebrate these moments in music. Today I received, what did I get? I think I received it in the mail. Oh, was it today or yesterday? Tool's Opiate, because I have two of them. I shouldn't be telling you that, but whatever. I have one that I'm going to collect, and then I have one that I play. And then I have Behemoth, and then Meshuggah arrived today, and I played that in the car. Oh, it was so awesome. You know, it's not like I can play an LP in the car. Back in the day, you could. You could.
You could. It was a different time.
But yeah, that's what it's all about. Your own vibe and being yourself. And I wanted to end tonight with a very, I wouldn't call it an infamous speech because it was an informative speech, and I like informative speeches. And it came from an artist who was she was just starting out in the 90s, and she gave this speech, and it went down in history, and here we go.
Opportunity the way that I want to use it. So what I want to say is, everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world is bull. And you shouldn't model your life. Wait a second. You shouldn't model your life about what you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself. Go with yourself. And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends. Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best friend. Andrew Slater, no one else could have produced this album, and no one else did. And it's just stupid that I'm in this world, but you're all very cool to me, so thank you very much. And I'm sorry for all the people that I didn't thank, but man, it's good. Bye.
That, of course, is Fiona Apple, who released her first album, Tidal, in 1996. And in 1997, she won a VMA award for Best New Artist for Sleep to Dream. And she gave that speech. And that speech really, it rocked some people. But now here we are in 26 years later, and it rings true. It rings true in this world that we live in, where everyone wants that 15 minutes of fame. Everyone wants it. You would sell your own mother down the river for it. You would. And then there are those of us who are happy to just speak to our audience. I am aware of my audience. I love my audience. I'm respectful of my audience. I don't talk down to them, even if they do like TikTok. I like TikTok. So it's imperative that we respect one another, and at the same time, be aware that not everyone is out it to be a reality star. If you want that, okay, go ahead. But just know that not everyone can handle that. Can you handle that? Think about it. Could you handle being a reality star? Could you handle BS that comes your way? Okay? And so that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast for tonight. We're talking about art, we're talking about everything else in between. Okay?
Clerks, Friday, music. I wish I could play music on here. I can't.
And sometimes it's a good thing because there's copyright. And I respect that. It's like if someone took my show and patented it as their own show. In fact, one time I had a gentleman, I think it was from England, and he kept sending me messages. And those are the messages that you have to approve because you don't know them. And he kept saying, like, I stole his name. And I'm thinking, no, I didn't steal your name. Your name, first of all, mine is spelled differently than yours. Second of all, and then I had a friend who said to me, watch it, and that, or I'll get sued by the family of Dr. Seuss. I'm not trying to be Dr. Seuss, because that's not my name. Okay? This is the Dr. Seuss, Z-E-U-S, film podcast. That's what it is. I started the show, I named the show, I repatented the show myself, and I am proud of this show. I am proud that I, or I shouldn't say proud, because it can't be overly prideful. I'm just happy that I get to share this with all of you. Our likes, dislikes, love of film, love of music, love of the art form. Oh, it's Friday. You ain't got shit to do. I had shit to do, though, today. I did. That's why I love that film. I love that film. I love the moment with the Jehovah's Witnesses where they come in there. Remember that? And she's like... And it was, she was on, she was on Sanford and Son. And she's like, good morning. Are you ready for Jehovah's return? Because if you not, I got a pamphlet and a, well, fuck you. Yeah. It's a legendary moment in that film. It's a funny moment. A really funny moment. And so that is the Dr. Seuss film podcast. Just giving it to you as I usually do, with a little more spice, a little more being nice. I don't know why I said that. Oh my goodness. Good night. Unpleasant dreams. Have a good weekend.